Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga call me MasterCard. Making plays since a young nigga.
Yeah.
Used to call me Steve Young nigga.
Yeah.
Sippin' purple,
yeah.
Call it blonde nigga. Camera 10, well I'm front nigga. Yeah. Might get my peel from a Cannonville.
Yeah.
Stop and get some drink in Summer Hill. Grits coming out of EP.
Yeah.
Blowing gas pack 93.
Yeah.
And you know it come from California. When I light it up, smell the aroma.
Thanks.
On enough drugs to be in a coma.
What?
But I'm still light chip in the coma.
Plugged in like a circle.
Well, sell it less and make it private. Shout out to my nigga Private.
What up?
Taking off like a rocket.
Go.
Moving up just like elevators. Be time to negotiate.
Fight.
Got work if you talk your paper. If you don't buy, I'ma see you later.
I got a plug on everything.
Yeah.
I got a plug on everything.
Drink.
I got a plug on everything.
Danny.
I got a plug on everything.
Earth.
I got a plug on everything.
Miley.
I got a plug on everything.
Yeah.
I got a plug
that
on everything.
Game.
I got
that
a plug on everything.
Shit.
Drain.
Yeah.
I got the plug on the dang.
Dang.
I got the plug on the Yeezy.
Yeezy.
Trap or die young Jeezy.
Jeezy.
I got the plug on the Jordan. Hit me up, place your order.
Yeah.
OG Chris got the munchies. Passport, I'm out the country.
Yeah, yeah.
All of my plugs, my homies. So plugged in, the plug on me. I cannot chase no bitch. Too busy chasing money. Best friend with my bank account.
What?
Got some real ones in Clayton County.
Outside.
Ball hard, you just in the crowd.
Wow.
Gas pack, we blowing Chris Cloud. Real shooters, yeah, we five sticks. Even sell a nigga five sticks. Even plugged in on some pussy niggas if your niggas wanna buy a bitch. Real life, this my biopic. Your hoe cheap, I might buy your bitch. Sippin' on the drink, dabbing on the molly. Fuck the bitch and bitch, she out of it. I got a plug on everything.
Yeah.
I got a plug on everything.
Drink.
I got a plug on everything.
Danny.
I got a plug on everything.
Earth.
I got a plug on everything.
Miley.
I got a plug on everything.
Yeah.
I got a plug on everything.
Yeah.
I got a plug on everything.
Yeah.
Plug.
Hero and a heartbreaker. Superwoman, super. Looking at a risk taker.
I be moving low key like I'm sneaking son. And been planning my attack, watch me creep up on me. Put the city on my back and tiptoe through the hood. How about the Phantom all black when I ain't up to no good. Looking and feeling like a bike, serving premium gas. They shooting shots and catching bricks, switching plays, I'm a pass. It's a no-go, who's a no-no, you looking so-so. You might be po-po, look, I don't know, bro.
I don't need your money, I don't need your crib. I'm a superwoman, look at how I live. I ain't got no time, these ain't no magic tricks. I'm a superwoman, I let you watch me flip. How you sleep on me, a mystery. About to make history, rapping your hysterectomy. Better yet, a vasectomy. Cut off the womb and dead deceased. Spit on whoever next to me, let me be great. Let me be witty, let me be the ditty in every state and city. How about late, you do a double take. You hit them, hit the bubble, make you see them grit the bubble shake. Thicker than thick, oh yeah, she licking them lips. Look at his split, just hit a lick. Snap the check and then dip. It's a no-go. Using no-no, you looking so-so. You might be po-po, look, I don't know, bro.
No.
I don't need your money,
I don't need your
crib.
I'm
a superwoman, look at how I live.
I
ain't got no time, these ain't no magic tricks.
I'm
a superwoman, I let you watch me
play.
Superwoman, super, super.
hero and a heartbreaker. My past ain't got no errors. I'm the future, ain't no mooch, classy, sexy and clever. Y'all out here doing whatever, you see me coming, do better. Or I'm gonna rain on your parade, I cancel trips like bad weather. Yeah, how about I give you a reason to brag? You play your cards right, we doing the most and we making them mad. Could do this all night, I'm all white, for all types. Could be sweet and nice, you mad spice, it's alright and looking like, hey. I don't need your money, I don't need your crib. I'm a superwoman, look at how I live. I ain't got no time, these ain't no magic tricks. I'm a superwoman, I let you watch me flip. Superwoman, superhero and a heartbreaker.
Niggas think they potheads, just ready to burn the poster. Smoking that new Ferrigno, mint green with a strong odor. All it take is one hit, guarantee you won't be sober. Killing that bullshit like Kyrie, running the Delaware Dover. ATL, y'all had a hell of a run, it's coming to its closure. Columbus coming to claim Georgia, move the fuck over. All these niggas in tight pants, turning up with the same image. I'm enraged, I feel like renegade. How the fuck they let these lanes in it? What I ask the streets, what happened to the seat? These niggas rapping sweet, no limit to my artistry. I'm Master P with this masterpiece. A lot of niggas is nice, I'm way better. That's just how it is, I'm cold. Having Mr. Mayweather, more than Pacquiao did. Holla at the kid, philosophical hooper hustler. Baby mama fucker, the Buddha lover. Stay blowing on that hover bubble, it's like that. They beat like Cena turning, I watch me ice that. You try to throw me like anime in a liminal way that we fight back, they bounce that. Roy, Chris, Brandon, Brandon, German, just send out an influence of the tree. We all gifted, it's like Christmas round this motherfucker. We ain't like these other suckers, we really snapping. Bunch of niggas getting rich off of Mike. We like the taxes, get your ass to the back, my nigga, if you ain't about action. Cause that's what we really need, boy, we out here lacking. Look, they killing our brothers, women, even our children. We need less arguments and more constructive building. I love my people, I'm out here rapping for all y'all. Throw my arms straight up and I make sure that my fist ball just race.
I ain't shouting out no nigga fucking name but mine. Nigga got beef like a pool game, better aim the nine. You see the real back like it came with spines. Put a dollar on his head, bet that changed his mind. See the boy cold, look at me, you need snow goggles. Got a bad bitch, she twist blunts, that's a role model. I ain't really got a team, cuz niggas scared to pick me up like a broke bottle. Small shit, I don't sweat it, peel off in the caddy, white coat like a medic in the booth. I'm good like white people credit, hit the blunt two times and pass it down like it's genetic. These niggas rapping like they nice inside, cause my future clearer than a Sprite. Plus I'm just keeping shit cool, that's where I gotta be the ice. That's where I gotta be, that's where I gotta be. I mean, who the fuck hot as me? I got the wheel and the can. I mean, who fucking with Dominique? Heavy bands, I mean, who fucking with Tommy Lee? Being broke ain't a joke, my life a comedy. Just give me a little room, cause even stars need space, that's astronomy. Cause when the whip slow down and you hear that slow jam, niggas better get low to the ground like Bobby V.
Oh, you already know what time it is, Tweety. What's up, world? It's your boy, the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig. And check this out, you know what I'm saying? Tweety Bird Central is not trying to hear it. Because guess what? We got the Real Talk Roundtable in full effect every Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying, from 8 to 10 p.m. So y'all check us out, you know what I'm saying? Don't be no slouch, you know what I'm saying? Check us out, you know what I'm talking about? I'm out this thing, you know what I'm talking about, for real. Trill.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Turn the sound up a little bit. Turn up a little bit.
I don't think you need
in my headphones, Jeremy.
I don't think you need to
on the level of music,
dick.
Motherfucker.
Hey, turn that shit up just a little bit, Jack, man. This is my motherfucker.
Bump it up a little bit.
Bring it to the body music, motherfucker.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
AMA.
Holla back. You know what I'm saying?
Get it, nigga.
Get your motherfucking ass down. Yeah.
Get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. Come get it, doors open, your ass is welcome to it. I will rearrange you worse than the Rubik's Cube. Foolish dude, lyrically speaking,
rocking. You couldn't touch this with a hammer. This is Rise Up, the workshop ground. And I'm the brother from the bricks that the city knocked down. I've been chopping the slab before my feet hit the ground. When the tools hit the scene, watch the suckers get nervous, disgusted. Now they in the back, stashing they purses like we want something from them. But we just looking then laugh. You just don't have all the autographs, sucker ass. My hot spitter make Oprah wanna bone me and take the rest of said man's half and blow it on me high. I'm never nice with mine, I'm ignorant on the track. Buzzing talks like headboards when I kill some cat. So why you stereotype? I'm painting pictures like William, so you can call me Mr. Stereo Hype. I'm forcing Curtis to burn out from dehydration. My energy on turntables is blacker than Darth Vader. And I got some more shit to keep your ass from being bored. It's a ridiculous underground overlord. Get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. Everybody, lay the fuck down. Y'all bullshitting out there. We ain't playing Mississippi, nigga. Get your motherfucking ass down. Lay the fuck down, nigga. We ain't playing with this. Sergeant Rock, John Q, we ain't playing with this.
Get down, get down,
get
down. The funky sound, you did it, cause y'all know who it is and y'all know who it be. Move closer coming from B-Town. Your monkey ass need to get down. Get your ugly ass down, cause this is how it pounds for the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. Get your ugly ass down. I'm still laughing at these niggas who don't know the truth, cause they hooping about figures. Who don't know the youth, cause they hooping about triggers. Who don't know the youth and grow them up to be killers. And now mathematics done taught them how to be dealers. And when the police get them, teach them how to be swillers. For a super hot charge, for a small misdemeanor. So once your face is on front page, you know we gon' see you. I wouldn't wanna be you, you in a microscope. And now your ass is the joke, yapping about some dope. Rappers are still biting, producers biting too. You better watch it, dog, they ass might be biting you. Don't let your hard work flush down the drain, cause that was my mentality before Katrina came. This shit is universal, this shit don't stop. That planet rock, rock, it's the show shot. Nigga, get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. We ain't playing. Lay the fuck down. That nigga saw it, nigga. You're cute. Lay the fuck down right now. Nigga, we ain't playing. Get money. If it ain't 10 G's or better, me and my nigga saw it, they fucking with it. Huh? If it ain't Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. My nigga saw it. Run this shit, man. Y'all better get with this shit right here. Below the level music, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Workshop for life. Boss workers, nigga. My nigga Scorpio. We always told my nigga. Lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. Huh? Go on here, boy. Get a cup. Huh? Yeah.
Y'all better lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. Real talk, Brown Favor.
He said that. He said that.
Sweetie B, you so stupid.
I'm going to tell y'all, it's been one hell of a weekend plus one day. I swear to God.
Okay.
Anyway, in the famous words of a person that don't even know I was on the phone when they said it, sis, quit getting caught with your panties down. And I'm going to leave it like that right now. Quit.
I'm just dead.
Well, that's Women's History Month. It's Women's History Month, and I would like to say to the two great DJs, entrepreneurs, mothers, hardworking women, I like to tell y'all, exemplary women, thank you for being partners to the brothers on Blog Talk Radio, Two Factor Media, Bird Central. Y'all do y'all thing. And Bird, all the moves you done made in the last 2 weeks, I really got to commend you and tell you you a boss. And
man, she working hard, man. She working hard. I don't know.
fuck she doing, but every five minutes, some shit popping up in my notifications and shit. I'm like, God damn. Shit, I made me one. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
We had to start with that.
It's so
a thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Salute.
Miss Nat doing her thug. What's going on, Miss Nat, with your real estate? Girl. What's happening?
Well,
trying to check in.
I was waiting. So yeah, so listen, y'all. I have a lot of stuff going on. I have been in shambles in a good way and in a bad way, trying to study and get all this stuff done. So that's kind of why I've been a little bit, you know what I'm saying, y'all haven't really been hearing from me or seeing me, but I do want to tell everybody that I did pass my real estate license exam, so now I'm just waiting for my license to come in the mail.
Yay!
Okay.
I finally did it, and second to that, y'all know I'm also moving up in my main job, going to salary soon, so I'll be training for that. Coming up soon.
Well, goddamn.
Now it's all about trying to figure out how to tie everything back together, but all I know is that I'm trying to make sure that myself and my daughter are set. We all we have, and it's my duty to make sure that we are good, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of our lives. So I'm definitely out here grinding, y'all. Grinding.
Right. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about, Miss Nate.
The beautiful black woman in the world that's doing that business. Shout out to Susie, y'all, man. And Miss Nate, congratulations, girl. You're doing your thing.
Thank you, girl. Listen, I'm so happy. I'll have to. Yes, come on. I will be available for you, Twiggy. Whenever you're ready, I'm here. Whenever you're ready.
And you don't need to by yourself. You know, you got a family right here, Bird Vision, but outside of the company, you know, this is a strong team of single parents, hardworking entrepreneurs, and you know, we got your back any way possible. So, you know what it is.
That right. With me, for sure.
Up in the brand,
sure.
The hell out of
we all the family.
You know what Twitter B say that shit.
I'll definitely be reaching out to you when it's time for me to get myself up and going, Twitter. You already know I'm hitting you up first. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right. That look. Y'all, we're going to discuss tonight about racial traumas in the United States. And I'm quite sure everybody on the panel can touch on this a little bit. And it's a real issue. It's something that's going on. It's been going on since I was born, my mama was born, and her mama before her, and her mama before her. So it is a continuous situation that we are trying to address. First of all, see, the thing is with people, you know, things be happening and going on, and it's some type of way that it's just a pretend thing, like you see it but you don't see it, or you see it but you don't really believe it's like that. It's just something that people say. It's not just something that people say. When a black person get pulled over and they are scared to death, don't know if they finna die today, if this finna be the last day just because they got pulled over by the cops. You know, white people, they don't feel that trauma. When they get pulled over, they just getting pulled over. You know what I mean? They know when they leave, they're going to be able to leave. But when a black person get pulled over, they nervous. They don't know if this is it. This could be it just because they're getting pulled over. So we're going to discuss some of those things and get into it because it's a topic that we need to touch on as black people. And we're going to get into it right now. I want y'all to give me, if you have experienced any type of racial trauma in the United States, give me an example, or if you know of anyone that has experienced any type of trauma that you could speak on, I would like to hear their story as well. Okay, so we're going to start with Anton because he is an expertise in these types of fields.
He's a resident fellow.
Yes,
yes, definitely from... I can remember back going to King and Pickett Elementary in Toledo, Ohio. I can remember being in like the second, third grade and my teacher giving us the statistics as the little black kids on how many of us would make it to 18 and 19 and giving us gang education. I can remember about fifth grade when the drug task force bought a big old poster board with every drug you could think of, introduced me to heroin, every narcotic and weed. And so they set it up that way. And then I also didn't know until my 40s that I could be racist. Like, I walked around a long time thinking, like, okay, but I was programmed to be, one, racist against my own people, then, secondly, be racist against people who I felt like was oppressing me as a whole. So, with that being said, I faced it from, you know, the time I first went to school. I didn't know what it was, but I, you know, was facing it. And then in adulthood, the first time you get pulled over, you know, you already are programmed to have a natural fear, a natural disgust for police and a lot of other things. You're taught they're your enemy. But they are trained to catalog black people. That's what we should know. Post-slavery, the police forces came about from the paddy wagon and the KKK Wranglers, and they wanted to catalog us and keep track of the freed slaves. So how they treat us, the oppressive way. So the first time I was arrested was for a nickel bag of weed in my pocket and no license. But the treatment was to rough me up and treat me like a dope dealer and charge me for narcotics and do a lot of different things that they would not do to my white counterparts, same age, same city, this, this, and that. So with that being said, it's a disgusting way that our nation treats us, and I can go out and up until 17 when I was arrested for protecting my child in my home. You know, clearly after talking to the police, trying to resolve the issue within the community, the guy tried to attack my son. When they came to get me, they sent the marshals, and they told me I was a stabber of a witness, and they didn't care about the particulars. I was tall, dark-skinned, so I was a threat. Now, mind you, I have 7 transplants, so you know I'm not gonna try to challenge the marshals. But they whooped my ass. They split my head on the bars. They threw me in the floor after already doing what they had to do to me. But that came from their training, from the way they were taught about us. So systemic racism to dominate the black male, buck breaking. This is programmed into our society, our women, our managers, our teachers from the womb. So we're going to face that. And then when we face that, we put that onto our women and our children. Once we get that jail and penitentiary mindset, the gang mentality, the dope boy, the rapper, the sportsman, they all have a shitty moniker when it comes to the black family, political, social, economic order. So that's why I said I had to learn that I was being racist too against us, but it was taught to me. It was taught to me by that first little white lady I was taught to take an apple to. And then when I got it into the world, the first manager that I liked or person of a different color, they're taught to keep their foot on your neck, and that's what we're facing. So, even today, like certain spaces I'm in and that I work in and volunteer in, you have to know who and how to approach people if you want to get certain things done as far as policy, as far as reentry changes that deal with bail and reform. You gotta play the game with them, and I don't mean kiss they butt, deny who you are, but you gotta learn how to get to the table, sit at the table, and that. Again, going against most of the things that we're striving to be, but we got to get to the table. So I've never been a person to snitch on a person, sell out my people for a dollar. But again, you got to take a couple boys and misrepresentations or misspoken things to sit at some of these tables to tell them, hey, this is what we need and this is what we're facing. The last thing I'm going to close with this, I'm looking for reparations in any kind of way they're going to give it to us. If it's land, businesses, cash, you can give me a bunch of fucking food stamps, $1 million worth of food stamps. But I'm looking for reparations so we can eat in the planning field and we don't have to go so hard because we are facing racism. the reason, in my opinion, that the racism is so prevalent, because they feel like we're going to take this bitch over if we get so involved in political, social, and economic order. They said at the FBI, the biggest threat to America was the black family uniting, the black people unifying. And we need to think about that. I digress.
Trill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's some good info right there. But it's true. It's true. It's good information and it's true. And I think that in the same token, I feel like a lot of them feel that we can't never come together because they do so many things to keep us separated. So many different little things just to keep us separated. Not just in wages and just everyday living, but just like so many different areas, like this religion stuff and all of this, what they call it, whatever you make in society, you know, your tax bracket or wherever you live and this and that.
Yeah.
It's so many different ways to separate us. And so,
Yeah.
But we're getting over that. A lot of us are waking up to the fact that this is a bunch of bullshit and and we are getting past this crap. Okay, Ms. Nat, we're going to call on you next to the mic.
You know, it's crazy because being born in Brooklyn, especially being young, I really didn't understand what it was like to be, like, for people to say things to me because I was black. Because I lived in a predominantly, shout out to Crown Heights, black neighborhood. So I didn't even go to school with anybody white at all. The only white people that we saw were Jewish people, but they kind of had their own thing. It wasn't until I moved to West Virginia when I really realized the world that, you know, we really live in. But, you know, when I was young, very, very young, I remember my uncle telling me 1,001 times, he said, "Don't you ever date no white man." And I'll be like, "Why?" He said, "Because the first time he called you a black bitch, what the fuck are you going to do?" He told me that shit when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And I'm like, "Well, damn,
wow.
Ain't that bad?" So, yeah,
wow.
Early. He told me that shit for years. And so I already had this kind of negative, like, energy when it came to white men from a very early age. But,
wow.
You know, situations, I've had so many. I've had people who thought that I didn't deserve a certain position because I was black. I used to have a Cadillac. I would drive down the street. I had two tens in the back. It was tinted out. You couldn't tell me nothing. I'm bumping down the street, tinted windows, all that. Cops following me for like miles and miles. And then when they kind of get a chance to, of course, read my tag, see that I'm good, all of a sudden they'll go around me. And I know the whole time you're following me because I'm in a Cadillac and you stereotype that to being some drug dope dealer because, of course, black people can't have nice vehicles. But, you know, just shit like that, just going to stores. I remember being young, you know, with my grandma. She would be the one to call him out. "Why you following me? Why you walking past us? Why you ain't walking past anybody else? Because I'm black, you know?" And sometimes I used to think she was over the top, but then when it starts happening to you, once you get grown, you realize grandma actually knew what the hell she was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it's just so many. Oh, and let me go back. One last thing. When I was in junior high, because in West Virginia, where I'm at, not where I'm at now, but where I grew up at, it was a very, very white place. My family got a so-called, what you would call a pass, because of the fact of my uncles being athletes and the kind of Christian woman that my great-grandmother was. Now, in the grand scheme of things, it's almost like they didn't respect black people. They probably didn't like black people. But my family, they treated different because they were athletes. They were well-known. You know what I'm saying? And so nobody really said too much to my family because they knew what type of damage my family would do to them if they ever said anything out of the way to me. But, you know, we were in junior high, predominantly white junior high, and we had a race war. I was in eighth grade. And I remember somebody had made a threat towards the black people, called the school or whatever happened. And they literally had all the black people in the gym like we were the problem to keep us, quote-unquote, protected, while the white kids was able to go ahead and roam around the school like nothing was even wrong. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So it's just been a lot of different type of situations, and it pisses me off because when you tell people who don't see it for what it really is, it's almost like they try to make you feel like you're crazy. Like, this can't be true. They can't be following you. Oh, because you're black, but you can't tell me what my experience is. I've been black almost 38 years. So if I don't know anything else, I know what it's like for myself to sit in being black. Period.
Right.
And can't nobody tell me anything differently. You know what I mean? That's it. I'm done.
I agree. I want to piggyback off Miss Neck a little bit because I think all of us might have went through something similar to that in school because they fucked around. I'm, you know, being in Alabama, being down south, they do some fucked up shit when it comes to this race shit. And when they try to touch and address the issue, they always want to make the black man look weak, you know, with the slave stuff and all this kind of shit like that right there. But they fucked around and showed us roots. I don't know why they showed us roots. I have no idea. To this day, I cannot understand why they would show children roots at the school. But they showed us roots. And we as kids, we not thinking, you know what I'm saying, as an adult would think, watching roots. We watching this shit and knowing that these white folk we go to school with, we can take them. Any day of the week, we can take them. So now we mad at these kids. We mad at these white folks. Everybody white at the school, now we mad. We mad. So the next day we all decided we going to wear black to school, all black. The next day we going to wear all black and we finna whoop these folks. We finna whoop them. So we did. The next day we all wore black. And you see, the administration hadn't got wind of what was going on until it was too late. We were thought, let me tell y'all, white folks was going out the school gym windows. They were getting tossed. I'm telling you, it was bad. Folks were getting put in their trunks, slammed and set in their trunks. All types of shit were going on at the school because they showed us roots. Why would y'all show us roots? Why would you do that? And so they got their ass whooped that day.
They
didn't have nothing to do with that.
They did that on purpose.
Well, they paid for it, honey. They paid for it. We told some ass fuck. You hear me? We'll move on. Common, have you had any experiences with racial traumas as a black man?
No, I'm just wondering if I could talk now because I've been laying down since that damn record told me to get down. But
get down, lay the fuck down. If you ain't from Alabama or Mississippi, lay your ass down.
If you from Brick City, New Jersey, stand your ass up.
Okay. What?
But yes, I've had my experiences, and they ain't too good. I remember one time, now this is when I was in high school, I had some white friends, we riding around in a car. Now, it's me, another black guy, Puerto Rican, and two white boys. And the white boys are driving. For some reason, the cops thought we was up to no good. I guess they got to the car and said, oh, they white boys. But the black guys and the Puerto Rican guy, we the ones that got to sit on the curb for a minute. Why the white boys stand in the car? Why are they standing in the car? Why are all of us on the... And that's when I started realizing that this shit is really serious. Very serious. And it's deep. There was a neighborhood that we couldn't go through. It was run by Italians. We go through it just so we could start shit. Because we got tired. We tired of being held down by motherfuckers telling us what we can do and can't do. We just got tired. So we go through their neighborhood, start shit, and get back on our bikes and go back to our neighborhood. Shit is crazy. You know, even now, I can go to a store, and this recently happened while I was in the mall. And you know how young black dudes come and they show you your respect, and they be like, yo, OG, what's up? How you doing, OG, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. But this cashier at the counter, and I was with my daughter at this time, cashier at the counter heard the OG comment. Now this motherfucker's following me around the store, me and my daughter. So I looks at him, I'm like, is there a problem? And he was like, no, just trying to see if you need help. Nah, nigga, I don't need your help. If I ain't calling for help, I don't need no help. Let me. But it's just him hearing OG shit, thinking I'm up to no good, and you going to follow me. I'm not going to steal nothing, motherfucker. I got more money than you got in your pocket. So why am I following you? Why are you following me? And I never could understand that bullshit. Being pulled over. And this was recently, too. Pulled over, and cops pulled me over. They're like, all right, you know you're riding around in the drug area? Dude, all of Nook is a drug area. What are you talking about?
Right.
Well, you riding around in the drug area. Why are you riding? Because I live around the fucking corner. I'm going home. Okay,
right.
Well, you got this air freshener hanging from your window, so now, not but from the mirror, that's obstruction. And these are white cars. And I'm like, dude, drug dealers around the block. Why are you fucking with them? Why are you fucking with me?
Wait. He said you got an air freshener?
Air freshener hanging from my mirror is obstructing. That's a law here in Jersey, destructing your vision. Some bullshit like that.
Man, come on, man.
Why do they make them? So why are they allowed to manufacture and sell them if it's obstruction? Why are they selling it in New Jersey?
I know in New Jersey, not supposed to be hanging from your mirror. You can hang them anywhere else, but not your mirror.
Where else you going to hang the bitch?
I have no
idea. Because these new cars they making, they ain't like they got the roll down windows no more.
Right.
So, it's like crazy. And then this one cop stopped me one time. He's like, your windows are tinted. I'm like, dude, they're not tinted that dark. So he comes over, blah, blah, blah. And he said, you're right. They just look a little dirty. So what you stopping me for? Why are you stopping me? Why? Everybody is black that got a goddamn nice car. Ain't always up to no good, but I'm telling you, when I was doing dirt, you wasn't fucking with me then. Now
right.
I'm trying to live a righteous life, be law-abiding citizen, and you fucking with me. Come on.
Right.
When is it going to stop? When are you going to stop thinking everybody that's black is up to no good? And then
right.
those that are up no good, you don't fuck with them at all. All right?
Yeah.
You got white people coming into our town, my town, at 2:30 in the morning. Why do you think they over here at this time, 2:30 in the morning? Why aren't you checking them and asking them what are they doing in this town at this time? But you don't do it. You know, and it's sickening and it's stupid. And sometimes, you know, I make sure I turn on my interior lights every time they stop me. I don't give a fuck if it's daylight. I need light. You need light because I don't want you thinking I'm up to no good. And I shouldn't have to live like that. That's a scary thought to know that anytime you pulled over can be your last time and you're not even doing nothing. When is somebody going to up in the Capitol or the governors, the mayors, when are you going to stop your cops from being so bullish, man?
Some of these black senators, prosecutors, judges are getting pulled over theyself before the officer realize who they pulling over. There's actually video on YouTube of it. And they try to get themselves in order after they done pulled the BS. But we got to remember why the police was ever chartered or brought to the community on the mandate. And it was for us, so that answers why when the white people are in the community buying dope late at night, they're not really a mess with unless they want to use them as informants, is because they were put together to catalog us and to keep us in line. And that's by any means necessary up to your death. So that's why they feel like when they pull you or I over, they have special authority, things that are beyond the law, because they want to treat us like niggas and slaves. They don't feel like they have to treat us with the same ordinances and laws that are binding, you know, that applies to the white people in the community.
Shit runs so deep. They got intertwined so deep, and then that, you know, intertwines with the prison system being a business to keep slaves. Like, we never been free. Who freed us? Because Abraham Lincoln said he didn't do it. So we never been free for real. So who did it? So this is to keep the slave. That's why the police do what they do, because we are the target for the target audience. And those are the people that's funding these private prisons and all of that shit. Like our governor, Miss Kay Ivey, you need to get yourself together, ma'am. You need to get yourself together while you trying to put billions of dollars into prison systems. You need to be putting billions of dollars into healthcare systems, into a lot of other systems that we need in our community, instead of you trying to house black folks. Because who you think they're going to put arrest and put in them prisons?
Right. We need to get our together, because the church is the steward of the community. The church is who they send in for every issue with us, but the church don't stand with us to kill this pro-slave from elementary up into high school, straight to prison thing that is perpetuated. And when the government tell them something like, hey, tell the community to take vaccines, a lot of these preachers was there. When Trump said, I got millions for these preachers to come back me, knowing that he had no good interest for us, they went and backed him. The church has to stand up, because they are the true stewards between us and this wicked government. The problem is they have been bought out and turned into a corporation.
As long as they don't say nothing on it, they can keep on getting them little tax credits. It's all about the little tax credits. Pay no taxes. So as long as you ain't got to pay no taxes, you ain't got to pay them taxes, but you got to do what we say. Now, you can't get riled up. You can't get them riled up. You can't teach about certain things in the Bible that's true. You can't touch on certain issues. As long as you stay within these lines. See, that's what I say about these lines. All these fine lines and all this other crap they got going on. Sometimes you need to step outside the line. Sometimes you need to color outside the line. Sometimes everything ain't got to be lined up straight down the middle. Sometimes the shit needs to be off to the side so a motherfucker can pay it some attention. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about that. It's just, the whole thing is fucked up. It's fucked up, and it was greatly planned. I'm trying to figure out how in the hell was these people mind so advanced to write out a system that can keep a people down for hundreds of years, and these motherfuckers abide by it, no matter how the times change. That one particular document never changed. How in the hell is this one particular document never changed to keep black people slaves? How is that?
Right. I honestly believe it's malevolent forces, forces that we are not mentally, physically, spiritually able to combat, but we're awakening to that. You know what I'm saying? We're seeing where, how did you know 200, 500 years ago that this right here would make this happen right now? But they had it wrote down to a science, to a T, and we are the living product. It was also stated that a comforter, a vision, something would arise that would detour and destroy their plan. And I just really believe millions of us are these things. Like, we are an anomaly to the spaces that we're not supposed to be in, but we're gods in them spaces. And I don't mean disrespect as in the creator or nothing like that, but I mean as creators within spaces where they wasn't used to us sitting in them spaces, and we working miracles. So, it's a time for a change. We just got to live in that, because it's hard. It's going to be hard. And that's why I started off saying thank you to you, sisters. It is Women History Month. We need to start reading, having book clubs. Fuck the club. Start having book clubs.
Instead of Jordans every couple months, let's buy some books or some programs to start educating each other so we can realize who we are mm-hmm. and start making these financial changes and start right. killing the racial bullshit.
Right.
Let me say this real quick. We've been bred to dislike each other for a long, long time. Black people, it's time to stand up, unite, and you'll make things better for us if you get together, fight each other, and work towards making shit better for us. Come together, man. You got to come together because I'm so tired. Every time I'm turning around, some young black rapping and got shot. Come on, man. Work together. There's money out there for everybody. Everybody. And if you work together as a team, as people, you'll be prosperous. And them white people that's trying to hold us down, they wouldn't be able to stop you. Man, stop trying to hurt each other. Man, come together. You need to come together. Because all that bullshit about I got more money than you, you got. Man, I don't want to hear that bullshit. Some of y'all that's out there on the blocks, all you got is car note money and you can't even afford your insurance. Come on, man. Get together. Stop hurting each other. Stop killing each other, man. Stop killing each other. Let's come together as black people. And watch how wonderful the fuck we will be. Did I say wonderful? My bad. Watch how good we'd be. But anyway.
Right.
If we come together as black people, trust me, they wouldn't be able to hold us down at all. They wouldn't be able to stop us. Because we'd be strong.
I mean, it sounds good. It sounds real good. But when you got 100,000 different roadblocks and hurdles you got to jump over, you get over one hurdle, you got another one, then you got to crawl up under that and scoop through that and try to get up over that. I mean, it's so many blockers. Mentally, it takes toll on a person. Like, I'm not never going to get out of it. It's mm-hmm. like a rat maze. You know how you put
That's
a rat
right.
in a maze and you try to see if he can feel his way up out that motherfucker? It's like every time you hit this corner, that's a dead end wall. You got to go back out, go back around, try to feel your way back out again. It's all these roadblocks. We as a people need to start attacking the source of these roadblocks. And the source of these roadblocks is inside of your government. You have to get to the bottom of it. You have to. You have to get into these politics, and you have to learn what is going on in your own community. What changes do you need to get done, and you need to get to the people in your community that can help that happen. That's what we need to start focusing on. Stop focusing on self, how you can build self and trying to, you know, stand above your sister or your brother because you feel like you got mad at them in the 10th grade because they could afford a hat that you couldn't afford or a pair of shoes you couldn't afford. So you've been trying to outdo them for 20 years. All that shit is nothing. It
that's
means nothing if your children is going to have to face the same adversities that you're facing or worse. So we got to put a stop to it somewhere. Because I don't want my son to be riding down the street worrying about if he get pulled over, is he going to be able to come home. I don't want that for him.
That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about black people needing to come together.
An American
we need to come
situation.
Together.
Yeah,
need
for
to
real.
Come
okay,
together.
DJ Sergeant Rock, what are your thoughts?
Well, I come from a little old town called Biloxi, Mississippi, on the east side of the Second Ward, and this used to be a pretty much a rural dope area, you know what I'm saying, from way back in the days, the 60s, the 70s, then the dope came, you know, the crack cocaine came in the 80s. And, you know, so on and so on. And when Katrina came, that killed all that. We was up underwater. We was under 30 feet of water. So that killed basically the spirit that was once Biloxi. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as being racial is concerned, you grow up like that. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what side of the fence that you own. You either grew up in a white family or you grew up in a black family. And, you know, since way back in the days, You know what I'm saying? It was a thing about you couldn't cross the track, because crossing the track means you're downtown. So if you're downtown, you're around a bunch of white folks. You know what I'm saying? The opposite side of the track was where all the niggas was at. You know what I'm saying? They had this shit locked down to a science to where they was just separating us. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when the black man got it going on, and, you know, he's, you know, in business for himself and doing things and got clothing stores, got corner stores and different things and shops, beauty shops and all that, then they want to try to step in and kill all that. That's what happened to Biloxi. All these Negroes wanted to be like the white man so bad. I get so sick and tired of that shit. That's what happened to this town. These Negroes, these uppity black Negroes, call themselves trying to be like the white man so bad. I wanna drive the white man's car. I wanna sleep in the white man's house. I wanna eat the white man's food. If the white man is eating all this good ass food, I wanna eat it too. That's the problem. Niggas ain't never satisfied with what they got. You got a few niggas that, you know, are satisfied with what they got. But at the same time, the overall, in the grand scheme of things, black people are never going to get beyond this stigma that we have toward each other. And that's, I don't want you to make it before me. You see what I'm saying? Or if we finish at the same time, we all right. And then what happens next? You know what I'm saying? Life goes on. But at the same time, being racial, you basically grow up like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's basically keeping your guard up about who to look out for. You know what I'm saying? Because if my mama sends me downtown, she's already knowing she's sending me downtown. She's already got her eyes and her ears on me, and she's not even around me. She's sending me downtown to handle some business. And I'm going to handle that business, and I'm going to come my ass from downtown. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But I think you really grow up like that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, white people ain't been the nicest to black people. You know what I'm saying? They ain't been the sweetest to black people. They ain't no saints. They ain't no angels. They haven't been no angels to black people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, trivial.
Okay. Right, now I'm glad. Caller, I do see you on the line, 0434. I am going to get to you. Hang on with us 1 second. I wanted to bring this point because it's a big mess going on with the Prince and Megan. Ain't that her name, Megan? They got all this stuff going on about how the tabloids was attacking her as a black woman and, you know, and all of this stuff. But a lot of that stuff, I think you should have saw it coming, Sister Megan. You know better than to step out there like that.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, if she thought the queen was going to get on with that, she's crazy. If she thought the queen was going to get on with that, she's stupid.
Yeah, because the queen makes it known that she don't give a damn about black people. But the thing is, the issue I wanted to bring up is that you used the word rock that caught my attention and was also in the tabloids. You said uppity. One of their prints said something about Megan, one of her characteristics of her was being uppity. And when do you hear white people say uppity to one another? They never say that. Why would they say that?
Never.
That's a black thing that we have, you know, amongst ourselves about black women acting white.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wanting to be more
than,
you know, uppity. That's a racial word. You know, so the tabloids are trying to pretend that's not racist and her being straight out of Compton is not a racist remark. Well, what the hell is it? Because y'all over there in London. What the hell she got to do with Compton? You know what I'm saying? So you know those things. You know those things. And I'm glad you said that word rock because it brought it back to my remembrance that was one of the tabloid things that they were talking about with Megan and the Prince. So we're going to go ahead and bring our caller in here, you guys. 0434 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Hello.
We hear you. What's up?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm listening to everybody, right? And I want to piggyback on what she said as far as about knowing what's going on in the community. I had went live earlier about certain things like that, like how these big old, me being in Ohio, about how our town, I'm in Lima. So our town, instead of hiring the community, you know, they oust us out with the politics situation about it and the whole refinery situation, go out of town. Hire people from out of town, nobody from the town, you know what I mean? And just kill 400 jobs that fast, man. Do you know what a job can do at $40-something dollars an hour? For anybody that can
see my booty.
Yeah,
you know what
maybe
I mean?
Come fill out an application.
Okay, and that's why I be telling cats to get involved in certain things in their community, start going to them council meetings and things like that, because the city council may holler at about a lot of things before it hit a lot of other people's desks. You know what I mean? And when you get the politics involved into something that's government-owned, like the fucking refinery, and you just oust us out and go to Michigan or you go to Michigan or Indiana or Kansas, Egypt, I don't care where you go, and take 400 jobs away from the community, you keep that poverty situation going on, you keep people on a lower class of, what do they call it? Status. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got more crime. Crime go up a little bit more. You know what I'm... And then, like Fam said, the uppity situation. People be trying to act like they black, white, Puerto Rico, whatever, in an uppity class situation, like they white. And then try to be more like them so they can succeed more, make struggle more to be exactly like these folks. At the same time, we sit here and stereotype each other because, hey, that's what we learn. We learn that these people stereotype us, so we what? Gravitated towards ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We gravitate towards ourselves. Okay, they say it's a learned process, but how long do we know that that is a long process, a learned process, and keep trying to blame them for what we won't let go?
All right.
And then at the same time, when we won't let it go, can we continue to blame them, or we blame ourselves and start holding ourselves accountable for being stupid?
That's right.
Okay, we got all these grown adults out here, 25, 30 years old. I'm 43 years old. The way I came up, okay, fine, cool, and dandy. Hey, it was a purpose. It was a process in Chicago. But at the same time, how long are you supposed to live like that? So why would you bring your kids up the same way and make them think the same thing? And here we go with this boob-tube stereotype situation that these kids right now won't get an education about but got all these complaints about. So now it comes to a point where we have to start being responsible for what we raising, what we get ourselves into, and knowing what's going on. We got to start holding cats accountable that's involved in these white privilege situations and really ain't doing nothing, knowing all they got to do is go up in there in a political aspect and change the paperwork the same way they changed it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
To make that constitution, to make that constitution the way it was in an equal situation and not as just a business and we the only ones on the stock market to be sold in case anything go crazy.
Right.
We got to get our names up out of there. That's what we got to do. We need to get our names up. You know what I mean? Reparations got shit have everything to do with getting our names off that stock market so we can buy some stock for real.
Right.
For one sec, before we go any further, I would like to introduce y'all to my number three, the Total Blackness. This is my other co-host starting, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Carl, you can introduce yourself, my brother.
Okay.
But I did want to add that portion who was on the line talking before we went any further.
My bad.
Hey,
I apologize.
Carl.
How y'all doing? My name Carl. Last name, Chicago, living in Ohio 13 years, part of the struggle, forever will be. And anything else, it's a conversation that we can build into a foundational movement, hopefully. Pick up the phone.
Okay,
this is what I got everybody here on this line. Anton, you said something that really touched me because we do need to start get back to reading
and studying schools. So I want to ask all of you, since we have you here, Anton, what would you suggest a good book that we start to read? And I want to know who on this panel would be willing to be a part of a book club, and we read and we discuss, you know, certain things and how we feel about them. Who would all on this call would be willing to do that? And Anton, what would you suggest that we read?
Well, first off, it wouldn't be anything political. I think it would have to start where I started and what intrigued me about me, and that was Maya Angelou, or something to that tune. A poetry telling of the past, of the present, and the future. We would have to start there and get on a certain vibration. Then I would say that as a group, we would collectively pick a book dealing with either social issues, political issues, or economic issues, and help each other grow with the strength that we already possess. So I would really love to start with a, you know, not a real long book, but something we could use a week to discuss. You know, a book of poetry dealing with us in our situation, like, and honest poetry, honest literature. And that's what I was suggesting. And Maya Angelou is my pick.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm not trying to steal nobody's stuff. I'm not trying to, when you give me information and you want me to take it back to my people, then this is my way of doing that. With the Freedom Block, we are reading this book called Cast, and it's a really good book, y'all. It talks and touches on some really important things and issues as we as a people are facing, but one particular chapter in that story really got my attention, because the way that black man thought was so smart. It was about a black family, right? And that family was very disgusted at the fact that, okay, back in that time, a woman, a black woman, would never be addressed, no matter how old she is. She could be 90 years old. She would never be addressed as Miss. She would always be her first name, or some girl or gal or some shit like that. It would never be Miss, no matter how old she was. So,
damn.
This man decided that he wasn't going to allow that to happen to his daughter. They were going to have to call her Miss. So they would always call the black woman by her first name, or, like I said, girl, gal, or et cetera, et cetera. So he named his daughter Miss. Her first name was Miss. So this confused the white people. So when they asked her what her name, she said Miss. They said, that is never going to be your, what is your name? What did your mama name you? She said, Miss. So they went and they looked it up and they, what Negro was this that came up with this to try to make us call her Miss? But they had to call her Miss because it was her first name. So he out-thought them. And so his daughter wasn't going to have to, you know, go through this girl and gal and stuff. If you're going to go by first names, then you're going to call her by her first name. And her first name is Miss. So when you address her, if you're going to say her first and last name, then it's going to be Miss whatever her last name is. And I thought that was a genius move. And that's how we need to start thinking as black people. You understand what I'm saying? We got to start coming up with ways to outsmart them.
And I can give you another cheat code, because when we start speaking like this, you get the Negroes that say, and the white people that say, yeah, but if you do that, it's going to be trauma associated, or they going to do this to you, or to you. They already doing the shit to us. Everything has been done.
You see what you said? That's what they're going to say. The thing is, like, what you just said is something that we've already been through, okay? So in the process, that was the goal in the first place. Whatever they had from us, teach it to ourselves and learn how to get around from it, maneuver it, and things of that nature. And you see what her father did. That's what I want. And then when Fan was saying we need to come together, hey, that's the one thing. That's why I agree with the book situation, but I think Dick Gregory, too, will be a whole starting process with that, too, as well, even if it has to be on another situation. Because not only do we got poetry, but he's telling us what's going on. He's telling us how they figuring out and doing this, that, and other, because cats talk too much or whatever. We can't plan and strategize if we keep telling them what we know or what they do. And this, that, and other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Judas in a black massage. Judas in a black massage.
Judas in a black massage. To teach all this situation, but if we keep getting it to them, guess what's gonna happen? Square one.
What were you saying about the black messiah, brother?
No, I was saying Judas in the black messiah. There's always one nigga that's gonna get on with them crackles and you know, fuck up some shit.
And we all know about that. Now, look how many of these dudes in certain situations to, like, a power and know what to do and don't go up in there. They sit there, they go in there with a mission statement and then get entertained by the party, like the little wines and dines and things like that over there. Like fam say, just want to blend in and be just like them and just go in there and accept a whole $50,000 situation to add to the It's a bribe, homie. And now
that's what I'm talking about. Right,
change, no paperwork, none of that kind of stuff. You can't put the bill in. Your homie helped you roll up in the community to help you get there. You can kick him to the curb. He cased up from some setup. It goes down the same path, famo. Whether it's politics, streets, or something, we got too many snakes in our tribe that want to be like the ice. How many billionaires?
But these Negroes want to be white so bad. I get sick of that shit.
Everything we talking about, how many black celebrities could do that? Just three of them. How many black celebrities could do that? Can actually sit there and put all these things Mr. Old Sugarcoat Blue, Umar wanted to do, or we want to do, or anybody else want to do. How many of these black celebrities can fund these situations, knowing where to go, knowing it's a non-profit thing, so ain't nobody looking for no money? You feel what I'm saying? And can do that. But if they do, they're going to get their benefits stopped. These deals that these cats have made, these black folks, these uncle whatever we want to call them, that made these deals so far up in the past. Example, your boy in the shot sat there and made a deal, $100 billion deal, Mr. Bobby Rush. $100 billion deals that black folks and Latino folks in the Chicago areas in the communities will take the vaccination shot. Did you ask us? Did you ask them?
Fact.
Well, how much you get? How much is the community going to get? Was that first $1,200 and $600 stimulus check? And things like that to guarantee this going to happen? Whoever got the check going here to get shot it up?
Okay, listen, so knowing politics,
y'all making
bro,
all these deals.
We gotta look at what all the stimulus is bringing back the welfare. That's all it is. It's equivalent to what the welfare was in the 80s and 90s. So they're getting away with poisoning us. The churches is backing the vaccine that has not even had animal trial, chemical trial, or human trials. But y'all backing it because they told y'all you will give y'all this fat-ass stimulus check. The hospitals and the coroners are taking $12,000 to say you had COVID. It's just a business move.
Yep.
And to answer your question, what we have built right here, right now, this circle of people, there is no Judas in this circle because we all got it from the mud, and we only benefit if we prepare that room for our babies and for ourselves. There's nobody to help us, and we know that. So now all we got to do is not get harmed. We can't get caught up in the music, the club, the bullshit, where somebody can blow your shit off for $50 and a line of coke or misrepresentation of knowing who you are as a savior or a comforter in this time of evil, because the shit is evil.
So how do we reach the people?
A lot of these organizations that are built to supposed to
educate us and supposed to help us, and instead of building us, they are tearing us down because they are receiving the mission is lost in the money. Because black people, for whatever reason, we're not putting money behind us to be educated. We're not putting money behind us. We're putting money into ourselves and being self-sufficient and stuff like that. When you find black people that's willing to give and stuff like that to other people, people take advantage of that because for some reason or another, they're not used to no shit like that. But me, I'm a genuine person. If I give you something, then I'm giving it to you. I'm sowing a seed into your life, and I'm expecting something from God because of that. I'm not expecting shit from you. I'm expecting from God, not from you.
So the
mentality with these leaders and these folks that's in charge that's damaging these people out here in these streets, y'all better be careful and you better walk light. You better walk light because you can't stand up here and say you got a group of people here that you got a choice to lead them to the light or you got a choice to lead them to the fucked up place where you ain't gonna never get out of because you feel like money make the world go round. Money don't make the motherfucking world go round.
Right.
It's a piece of paper. It's a piece of wood. It's a goddamn tree. Is y'all so lost in the sauce that you feel like you got to take a man's life for a dead-ass tree? I mean, come on.
Why? The same tree that gives you life.
That's right.
Tree that they can throw down.
Real
money is weighed, not printed.
Ha! You better tell them again. Say that loud for the people in the back.
And that's what your reparations is talking about some money. That's why I keep telling folks, y'all, people want reparations. Going up in these temples and the old places and stuff where they got all our artifacts and things. Let's hit the Vatican. People better start thinking outside of that box because as long as they can keep giving us paper, they can keep the weight.
Yes.
Well, you already know. That's why I see change these situations, and cats better be ready to leave their religion at home. Because it ain't got nothing to do with it. Belongs to all our, it belongs to everybody's situation. It just belongs to our situation first.
No, they ain't going to leave their religion at home.
I know, right? That's what's killing us, too. That's what's killing us, too, because everybody's so worried about what the next person believes in, they keep forgetting about the mission statement and the people that run everything we believe in own everything we need.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when they put that in their pocket, that's when things can get better. Now, how long is that going to take? Woo!
You ain't lying.
I keep asking, Cass, and I'm going to leave it alone after this. They say the man named Jesus, but they call him Jesus. It's pronounced Jesus, so who black folks following? Listen, hey, we got to find something else to worry about than that. And then we'll be all right.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think Creator is concerned with religion. That's a man-made thing. He also not concerned with a lot of other stuff that's going on, period. That is irrelevant. It does not help you to survive. None of that. None of that does.
And you
being one with yourself and knowing who you are is what's going to keep you alive because everything else is irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because if you're walking around here not knowing who you are as a person, depending on who you are to be defined by somebody else, then you got a problem on your hand.
And that only reason I say all that is because we have to understand the process of what they use to manipulate our own against us.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, everybody's not qualified to be a leader. So if you're going to be a leader, be a leader. If you're going to be a follower of a good leader.
Yeah. Trio.
Yeah. Right. I'm hearing all of this. I'm listening. I'm hearing I'm listening. I'm hearing and I'm listening. But I'm still not understanding. Tell me something that's going to make us come together where we can be our own people. Why can't I walk into a white neighborhood and I know they don't like me, but I'm on my guard? Why I can't walk through my neighborhood and feel safe?
Because we ain't
when
bad.
We gonna come together. I'm not.
That's the problem.
We ain't gonna never have what we want. we're not going to have what we want until we come together.
Yes, sir.
Well, we can't do that until we figure who we are as people. We got to figure out who we are because we've been defined by different people. We've been defined by everybody.
Niggas been crying about the white man this and the white man that and the white man did this and the white man did that. Okay, so the fuck what? So the fuck what? We know he did it. You know what I'm saying? But what are you going to do to reverse it? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What he did was 500 goddamn years ago. You wasn't born in no 500 goddamn years ago. So you couldn't say what the fuck you would have done or what you would have did because you wasn't around back then. So you couldn't have said shit. You couldn't have said a motherfucking thing.
I just want to know how we're going to change the mentality of these young people so we become strong black people again. But the mentality of the young people right now, I ain't going to make it past 25, so I don't care what I'm doing.
Yeah, because the parents need to change their own mentality. Your children are following and looking at you, whatever you think about your life, however you define your blackness, that's how they're going to define their blackness. And if you feel like you don't deserve no more than to be living in somebody's project, accepting money from the state, and accepting their health insurance instead of going out there, using the mind that the good Lord gave you, and putting that shit down on paper, then that's what you're going to get. That's the return you're going to get.
Right.
Yes, it's okay. I'm not saying it's wrong for nobody to live in the project, nobody to have no income housing. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is do not get there, sit there, and get comfortable and complacent in a place where they want you to be. Because as long as they're there, they can control you, your mind, the way you think, how you move, what kind of jobs you get, how much you eat. All of that is determined by somebody else. How can you let somebody else define how your life is on this earth? That's what I'm saying.
Right. Right. That's
then
right.
That and
have control of your own mind. And it's still, you still got to have control of your own mind. Because guess what? When they come after you, you got to have the mind to say, hell no, I'm not fucking with you like that. Go on about your motherfucking business, bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Because that's what I tell them.
All you got to do is play that song. All you got to do is play that song. Lay down, motherfuckers. Lay down.
Lay down, y'all.
I think we all in the same point direction as far as the how, who, what, where, how. Like I say, man, some things we just got to let go. Like Fam said, we wasn't there 500 years ago. Absolutely right. Certain things still affect us according to what we keep allowing. And that comes with who we picking in these political areas. It comes with who we picking these communities that's running over it and things like that. People think that's kind of cool and things like that, but actually doing too much. Sometimes we just got to step up to be like, you know, it's kind of a lot of old folks over here, man. You might want to shut down at about 9 o'clock or something. You know, it's a community activist dude stay down the street too, man. You might be wanting to be drawing too much heat to yourself. They respect you and honor that. You know what I mean? I don't care what nobody say as far as what's going on with this new generation. It always, Fam keeps saying how. It starts at home. We got to be responsible for what we're raising, man. So we keep teaching
so there's no guideline at home. So
it's kind of
no guideline at home.
In the beans.
There's no guideline at home.
Doing that.
Who do you turn to?
Yourself.
Turn to what they used to. You become part of that TV situation, and we do what we're doing now. Because people do actually watch paid programming and things like that for real. You'd be surprised. You know what I mean? It just
there's
certain kind of avenues that sometimes when they in their tablets and stuff, we intervene with a situation, man, and put on something that they ain't never seen before. Even if it's in a cartoon form of these people's belief or whatever, find something that throws that culture into it, that moral aspect of, hey, get out this old person way and say, excuse me. people don't know, speaking to a group of individuals walking down the street in a respectful manner might keep them from jumping on you.
That's
like,
it's
the solution in the hood to survive the hood and things like that. Hey, what's going on? Yep. Y'all all right? Okay. Okay, now, man, y'all together. Okay. Hey, now, get out of trouble now.
Okay, one
keep
mic
moving.
Right quick. One mic. So the thing is, we talking to a holistic solution to a problem with bruh's asking is, what is the solution to the feeling, the understanding that fuck the police, forget the politicians, when he's dealing with another black male, especially the younger generation, how do we change that? Now, me growing up as one of the most gangster shorties you would ever know, as far as trapping, doing all kind of different things, violence, I didn't have a dad. I met my dad 3 times out of my – I love him to death. He's just – when I got crushed by a roof, he was there. But I've met him in person 3 times that I remember to where I really don't know what he looked like for real. But the difference with my 3 sons and my god kids and my nieces and nephews, they know me. I've taught them how to learn. No matter how gangsta I was, no matter if I shoot, stab, slap a nigga, sell a bird, I always taught them what I was never taught. And with that being said, look at them. I don't have to tell you nothing about them. Look at them, and that is the solution. The solution is teaching people how to learn about self, how to learn about the policies that bind them, who they are, what they are, and then teach them how to get to that bag. Teach them how to be kind to people, like you said, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am, or just stay out the way. That is one of the biggest problems these people have. They don't know how to stay the hell out of people's way. So in my opinion, one of the solutions.
And that's the process I'm saying. These old values that we picked up, like you said, we ain't had no father. I ain't D9 because he's 30 years old. My OG walked out at 13. So I'm talking about I live like that. But at the same time, that's what I mean. Sometimes these old values is the start of it. You give people a heart with your own heart, man. They might start thinking into a different term. We at square one again. This is a different generation, but we know
we talk about positives. If you teach a child from the beginning a certain thing and you give them a certain spirit of who they are, that's what they're going to be. That's why they say early childhood development, whatever you make that child by 2 years old, you stuck, buddy. I don't care what you add on. You can add on all kind of stuff, but the soul that you give that child, the mannerisms, the thought process that you have, they're going to have. So if you're a good person during
same
that time, you 9 times out of 10 going to
be. Any man that changed his life.
TP, hold on.
Something else
is
put up in there.
Hold on. One mic. So it's like programming a computer. So with your child, that is how we're going to make a difference. The old dog, new trick, the old dog can teach itself. If we want the future to be different than what we were given, we're going to have to program our own computers. We're letting everybody else from the TV, the cartoons, the music program them. Then we're saying, hey, why are you like this? I never let my kids get programmed by anything outside of me and their moms, and they'll contest. But again, the point I was getting to, just look at the kids I'm speaking about. And that'll show you one of the solutions. So I want to say, like, all the things we mentioned tonight, book clubs, political education, coming together, these are the solutions. They're the guaranteed solutions to change our situation and what we live in. And I digress right there.
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't heard from Snipe yet, and I don't want to Carl, if you want to hang on, you're welcome to stay here on the panel with us and continue to discuss. It's up to you how you want to do it. But, Snipe, what are your thoughts on racial trauma, and have you experienced any personal racial trauma that you want to talk about?
I'm going to say growing up in D.C., I really didn't see it in D.C., in the Maryland area. But when I moved to Georgia, Atlanta, it was probably like the first month. I can remember this like the back of my hand. Like, we pull up to a red light, group of white people, look over in our car, and seeing it was me, my mom, and my sister tried to run us off the road. I remember that, like, clear as day.
Damn.
First they said, fuck you. They said, fuck y'all, and tried to run this off the road. Let me see. When I was 20, I'm going to say about 23, 24, first arrest by the police was bullshit. Pulled me over for, they say I was speeding, but I was trying to figure out how did you know I was speeding when we were face to face and we both turned down the street, and the moment I turned down the street, you pulled me over, and my homie, you know, he jumped out. We was in two cars. We were six deep. Maybe that probably was the reason because we black, six deep, but we two cars, you know, we two cars, not fancy at all. Police, girl in one car, just because she didn't want to take the sobriety test, they locked me up.
Well, damn.
You know, I had to go fight through this for a whole year. And, you know, the police, when I seen their face in court, we was sitting on the outside. It was a white police female. She was like, oh, yeah, we got to get you for some. So they dropped my charges from speeding, reckless driving, down to running a stop sign. And, you know, normally that ticket is cheap. Mine was at least $600. And,
well, that ain't,
you know,
that's
the kind of thing that I had to deal with that. Fast forward 2018, I got pulled over again for a third brake light, which I don't know what the fuck. But anyway, police, he said just because I wasn't looking at him, he has the right to search my car.
That's tough.
Huh?
And, you know, this is going on to this day, so it don't matter
what?
Where you at. Just because I didn't look at him, he wanted to search my car. So, you know, I told him it wasn't nothing in it. So he reached in. He sees a 50 cent brownie. And I knew he probably thought it was an edible, but it's not. He's like, oh, yeah, I go in everybody's cars like this, and I see these kind of things. I'm like, so you see this? No, you don't. No, you don't. You just wanted to have something. You thought it was drugs in my car. Let's be real. So then, you know, I told him, I was like, I should, you know, complain because I already had one on y'all already. This is number two. You know, this is, you know, Clayton County. Everybody know when you come through Clayton County, you got to be correct or it's going to be bullshit. Even if you have tinted windows, it's going to be bullshit. If you're black, it's going to be bullshit. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like hard to tell somebody, oh, shit, this shit going to change. Because it hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It hasn't. And it's like, oh, shit, what do we do? That's what everybody's sitting at. What do we do being black and trying to tell a young person? But I'm old who got pulled over. I ain't five deep in the car that
you
know, the young kids
I'm
might
gonna
be.
Walk to the store in a second.
And it's like hard. What do we say to them? Like, because if they see us getting pulled over, they're going to be saying they're scared too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shit, I don't even know if it's going to change. I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's what, 400 years? It's still going on? I don't think it's going to stop. You see what I'm saying? Because it's the government. You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to get up out of here. I got to make my move. I apologize, but I will be on soon.
Okay.
Trill. Yeah, so I don't think it's going to change, but it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, I hope we do all come together because I hate when black people say, let's come together and got all these excuses. Shit, we done seen Mexicans come over here, shit, in trucks and got down. I don't know how they got over here, but they made it. See what I'm saying? They made it.
I'm trying to
they
figure that
more
out, too.
Adversities than us. You see
I'm
what
trying
I'm
to figure that out, too. Why is that the Puerto Rican?
They got a different sense of what they come to do. They got a different sense of what they come to do. You know what I'm saying? Like for the niggas in America is we've been slaves for over 400 years. We tired of that shit. So now every black person feel like they privileged to something because our ancestors went through shit. But them Asians and the Mexicans, they still going along with the goddamn program. Hey, look, you pile up over here in this spot and you run this business and you do that and you do that and you do that. Then, whoop, and you pass it on to the next generation. And then the next generation comes flooding in this bitch. And then they in charge of the stores and all this old shit. And it's generational, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got this shit down pat but black people, bro.
Why is it so easy for them to get that kind of license to open the store? Why is it so easy for them to get license and backing to open the store and black people can't?
Well,
I
don't know.
You just came over here off, well, I'm not going to say the boat, but you just came over here from the ship, boat, whatever, the plane, and you went and applied for a business license and a loan, and you get it. But if I'm
well,
over here 25 years, and I go apply for a loan and a grant, I can't get it. Why? I'm more American than they are. They ain't even.
Okay, now that's what
I
want you to do.
Right.
I want you to go. I want you to write your governor. I want you to write your representative that's sitting up there in the house and ask him them questions. Ask her them questions. To get to the bottom of it. Get demand answers out of these folks. That's what we need to start doing. And we got another caller here on the line. 4148 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
It's Nakia.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, man.
I wasn't even saying no. Listen, let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all what happened. My computer.
No excuses. No excuses. We don't want to hear it. No excuses.
Oh, I'm finna tell you. My computer, it completely shut down. This is how good of a host that I am. This computer completely shut down. And it started to update. So all this time y'all been talking, the computer has been updating, and I have had no board to see anything. So when I saw her number, I'm just seeing that somebody had, you know, hit the one button without actually seeing what the number is. So that's why I didn't know who was because my computer been updating. But I'm glad to have my board back because I can actually play some music. I want to say to y'all, though, we had a good conversation tonight. I do want to talk more about this book club. I think that's interesting to me because I think we do need to read more and get more involved in our communities and the well-being of our children. And we are responsible for establishing that. And so I feel like we behind the plate a little bit, you know what I'm saying, about getting things done in that area like we should be doing, but it's never too late. Like, and never give up hope. I heard somebody say, I don't think it'll never change. Never give up hope. You have to always keep hope. And so, and not only just keep hope, but you have to also put in the work. You can't sit around and just hope for things and then sitting around and not making anything happen. You got to get up off your ass and make something happen. Make some noise. Make some shit happen. Now, that don't mean that you might not be a target. But if I'm going to die for something, I sure want to die for something with a cause. So, you know, that's why I continue to do the work that I do. And I see people are falling off the board. I don't know what's happening with Blog Talk. It may be kicking people out. But people are falling off the board.
Uh-oh.
So I think kick Anton off, too. So I don't know what's up with Blog Talk. It does
man,
do sometimes.
Just folks off.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know what
to do. I'm not being kicked off tonight.
So, Snipe. What did he say? What time is that? I couldn't hear you.
I'm not being kicked out tonight. I'm here for the duration.
Okay.
We in this ragged ass bitch.
Snipe, you want to tell us about this song, Cold Game?
Oh, dang, I didn't even know you were going to play it, but okay, yeah, I can tell you about it. I made the beat. you know.
I'm on
yes,
the
Snipe, you did make the beat, didn't you?
No, I made the beat, you know what I mean? You know, I got to give my shout out on making the beat because, you know, I seem like I'm making everybody goddamn beat, but it's all good.
Snipe,
I made
the
beat,
on
the first verse. My homie Zay Million on the second verse and my homie J.R. Marley on the third verse. You know, I love this track. And, you know, I just told J.R. the other day, I was like, man, I think your verse is the best one to me. You know, I always do them like that when I hear the lyrical side, and because he comes
right
with it every time. You know, I love the track. And
okay,
let Sweetie B play that thing.
I know that's right. We can get into it right
life
now, Cole.
Everything is a profit gain. Profit gain. Profit gain. Profit gain. Profit gain.
It's cocaine. You know it's cocaine. Life going up and down, gotta stay patient. Shed a tear for my niggas that couldn't make it. Trust is the motherfucker, niggas still breaking. Yeah, my girl is bad and I wasn't trading. Keep me going like a baddie with an alternator. Get you down for my nigga, that's an automator. Made her my queen, y'all niggas hate it. I'm following my dreams, feeling like a race. We built to last for the embrace. On my side like a hostess with a chain brace. Take a 7-hour trip just to feel amazing. Escape my city quick cause it's gone crazy. Can you adapt to the world when the world changes? Get rich or die trying, can't be Brandon. May have, we can split it with a cold page. Keep a stash up, case you hit a cold day. Repent for your sins and your old ways. You alive and breathing, can't complain. Turn your head on the nigga that's running game. Everybody wanna shine like a gold chain. You already know it's a cold game. Put a price on your head for that cocaine. What you think they'll do just to get your fame? S-N-I-P-E be my name.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like gone, get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under this shit. Getting out of hand, gotta handle it. Finna get rich, it's the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world, yeah. Smoking is leaf for relief. Look both ways if you're playing in the streets. Couch beat a box, gotta pay my 50s. Been a big dog, you can tell from a leash. Popping my collar, been popping off fleece. Profit gang sweater, been dripping like lint. Profit margin hit, having drinks with the team. Smoking ice cream, eating cauliflower wings. Started with a dollar and a drink. Then I find out that money don't slip. Now I make money in my sleep. Watch me do magic, got tricks up my sleeve. Can't trick me off the street. Stingy ass nigga ain't tricking on no freak.
That's Zay Million, Zay Million, Zay Million.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like I don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running underneath the shit. Getting out of hand, gotta handle it. Finna get rich, it's the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world.
Cold world,
yeah.
Set the thermostat. But every day I swear that I ain't doing something sex. I got PTSD, just from living black. And they're fast, so don't really interact. I lost Rob, he ain't coming back. In 2019, the worst year I ever had. I pray that God that he put me on the right track. That's nice, sent the beat over, I'll right back. My partner still in the kitchen giving bird baths. He say it gon' be ups and downs when you chase that. And now that I have my share of losses, but I bounce back. And you can never count me out when you do the math. I ain't riding no wave, bitch, I'm in the grass. Got me swerving through traffic, pray I don't crash. Middle finger to the haters that I bypass. I pray that never bust me in like Minecraft. It's a cold world.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like I don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under digits. Shit getting out of hand, gotta handle it. Finna get rich, it's the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world, yeah.
Okay. What did y'all think? What did y'all think?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
What? I like that song, but one thing about ladies, one thing about being with the artist, you never know when they gonna play a song after y'all broke up that they was when they were talking about you in the song.
Oh no, that's
so
oh,
funny.
Oh,
no,
damn.
But on some real shit though, I remember whenever Snipe was doing that song. Yeah. Did you change it up a little bit since I heard it?
I just mixed it better, you know.
No, I mean, it sounds better. It sounds, like, really, yeah, really good. Like, it didn't sound bad then, don't get me wrong. But...
That's what the hell you got going on.
Snipe for real. Okay. Shit. You know, sometimes you get lonely.
We are happy exes, okay? We are the best of friends as exes. We are the best.
You know, sometimes
it
you get lonely.
No. Oh.
I keep
swerving in traffic, and sometimes I don't give a fuck about a ticket. Keep on moving. You know what? We always say that shit to the red lights pull up behind, and then it's like, oh, shit. Red lights show up, motherfuck.
Okay.
No, that was good. I liked it.
And, y'all, we got. Let me see. I think it loaded. I'm not sure. Okay, we have another one. Snipe, he don't never do right. Like, he don't do right with these songs. I think this was saying Snipe and Uncle Pete, Yola. So tell us about Yola.
Okay. I don't know what song you about to play, but he one of my, homies, artists. And, you know, he always gives me his songs, but I don't know which one he's about to play. But I do it like engineering on his side and just listen to the song. But to me, you know, I always think I compare him to T.I. He's like a T.I. to me. And I mean, okay. Vocal-wise, how he sounds, to me, he sounds like T.I. to me, you know. But,
okay.
Damn, I hope he ain't got them charges like T.I.
No, he doesn't. He's my man. You better lose my number. Jeez. I don't need to be under investigation.
I know
that's
right.
A damn shame. That's a damn shame.
All right, y'all. We got Yola.
My mama youngest seed. I'm from the dirt, so I know snakes are amongst the leaves. War ready like I just got issued new fatigue. Pocket full of dirty money, cause I deal with fiends. Dope boy, don't blame me, I supply a need. And I really mean it. If you can't feel the shit I write, a blind man should read it. I see dead people, no Ouija board needed. Pressure bust pipes, I figured my drip out. Blue heads all over the crib, it might be Nip House. I'm a king, you know the money with me, might be Tip House. Walked off, carry a big stick, you know them opt out. Push the foreign all through the hood, give them something to talk about. Been shot, stabbed, and stitched together. Through it all, I just shoulder it like Mayweather. See, I forgave but won't forget. Wanna play, then get your bitch. To a pipe and with the shit. Put a hole in the op, cause you say you want the bitch. Designer clothes don't make you less lame. You ain't worth shit, just a pun in this chess game. Then bulk bag and stretch game. Enough snow, I can sponsor one of X Games. And your goal make your neck change. I'm from a city where they hate you when you do better. Got a 30, die around some pussies, boy,
boy, you Hugh Hefner. Can't gas me up, I'm the new Tesla. Nigga ask me, Yola, how you so special? A lump of coal mixed with heat combined with pure pressure. I'm a ball forever, no timeout, Chris Webber. Three baby mamas, four kids, I couldn't have done better. If ain't the plug in my city, then name a nigga better. It's Eastside forever, and COY them letters. I draw down a walking off, you gon' need a stretcher. My life a masterpiece, your life a mean nigga. Go hard in the paint, Will and Kareem nigga. Yeah.
Okay, that was Yola, okay, and I want to get you guys to stop on that track. What y'all think?
I like it. Now, that was hot.
You like it?
That was hot. That was hot. That was dope.
Okay.
That was dope. I like that.
Okay.
I like it, too.
Hey, whose track is that anyway?
That's my homie Yola.
Okay. Send that track to me, ASAP, DJ Sergeant Rock, all lowercase, the number 48 at gmail.com. You need to send that to me immediately. That's going on the project that I got coming out. I like that bitch just that much. Trill.
Okay. Yeah, that shit caught me with the Chris Webb with mine. That one really caught me.
Because
if you don't know nothing about that, you wouldn't understand
right.
it. But that,
you wouldn't
that
even
was,
know.
That was time
okay.
Out, Chris
I
Webber.
Know that's right. I know that's right.
So, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the one of the ones that don't know. But I did like the track. Okay. So now.
Don't worry. I'm going to teach you. I got you. I'll teach you. I'll tell you what it is.
We about to get into some of this Slim Dynamite on our way out the door, y'all. We have enjoyed y'all so much. Oh, before I leave, I want to ask y'all if y'all cool with, like, sometimes we have stuff coming up to do with trauma and racial trauma. So if I want to take a piece of one of y'all stories or something, are y'all cool with that? Let me know now if you don't want me to use none of your shit, and I won't use it. So is anybody got a problem with it?
No, ain't nobody. Now, you know, good nah. goddamn well, ain't nobody
you
got
know.
No motherfucking problem.
No.
Goddamn.
You already know. We open
Wait a minute.
Let me show him who's boss. I just muted Con.
The folk is four minus one.
Hey, you better know, bitch. You better have my back.
Shut.
One trick is in her pocket, two bitches on the track. Three times I told you better, fold your ass every slap. Five stallions in my rainbow, six that wanna come back. 7, 8, I'm a pimp, so let me tell you that. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Hey.
all of my cash. Cause if you don't, I'ma put my foot in your ass.
If you a sweat hoe, you ain't my type hoe. But once I hit her with this shit, she gon' need Geico. That ain't no typo, your bitch need lipo. So I put her on the track and call her Tyco. She say she dykin'.
In your ass.
And we out this regular ass bitch. Holla.